United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres reaffirmed the organization's call for immediate ceasefire in Gaza and Lebanon amid escalating tensions in the Middle East region. "We cannot and will not give up on our calls for an immediate ceasefire both in Gaza and Lebanon, the immediate and unconditional release of hostages, and immediate life-saving aid to all those who desperately need it. All people in the region deserve to live in peace," Guterres stated in a video message shared on X. "The conflict in the Middle East is getting worse by the hour, and our warnings about the horrific impacts of escalation keep coming to pass. Every airstrike, every missile launch, every rocket fired, pushes peace further out of reach and makes the suffering even worse for the millions of civilians caught in the middle," he added on October 7, as the attack by Hamas on Israel completed one. Guterres said that it is a day for the global community to condemn the abhorrent acts of Hamas. In his message on Monday, Guterres expressed solidarity with all the victims and their loved ones. Guterres reiterated the demand for an immediate and unconditional release of all the hostages who are held captive in Gaza. The Israeli army, on Wednesday, local time, issued a warning that it was going to hit a number of buildings in Dahiya, the southern suburb of Beirut, Al Jazeera reported. According to Al Jazeera, there have been at least 4 strikes in the past couple of hours. The extent of the damage yet to be ascertained. Israel said the strikes targeted Hezbollah intelligence quarters, Al Jazeera reported. In the Baalbek region, a small village was struck and we've seen flames going up into the night sky. We know that there was an Israeli strike, but we don't know exactly what they were hitting, but we do know that flames have been burning for hours, as per Al Jazeera report. Amid increasing Israeli attacks, at least 36 people were killed and 150 wounded across Lebanon on Monday, the Lebanese health ministry said. The Israeli military says Hezbollah fired 180 rockets into Israeli territory in various attacks on Wednesday, local time. Hezbollah fired more than 80 rockets at the northern Israeli city of Haifa, as the group's deputy leader, Naim Qassem, said in a public address that Hezbollah's military capabilities were intact.